Wham!
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Affiliate Marketing Lifestyle. Welcome to my podcast. Welcome to another episode where I will be delivering meat and potatoes from the trenches. I'm now finding myself full speed with solo ads. I've been running solo ads a bit like mad for the last few weeks, months. I'm having now quite a few experiences that I can share with you, and I can give you value from those. So you can leverage on my experience and avoid making any mistakes with that. So let's dive into those tip and tricks, let's say, for solo ads. The first one is, you want to check with the seller if your offer is a good match for his list. That is something that you should be doing like systematically. Also as a way of, if you haven't dealt with that seller before, that's also like an introduction. So you're telling him that the kind of stuff you're promoting, and you're checking also if what you're promoting is matching the audience of that seller. But at the same time, this is another tip, you share with him the URL, and if it's okay and he says that it's a good offer to promote through his list, ask him if he's already promoting that offer for another marketer. Because you don't want to put yourself in a situation where you are using someone whose list is a bit saturated. You can ask them directly. Normally, if it's only one or two other marketers that are just using that same seller to promote the same offer as you, then it should be okay. Well, they will tell you, depending on the size of the list and a number of things they know themselves. They will tell you. If they are really honest and upfront, they will tell you. But I wouldn't, if there were more than two or three marketers promoting the same offer as you with that same seller, I would go elsewhere and try other sellers. Even if they rotate, because that's another tip. You have to ask the seller, or check in his description if they are adding fresh subscribers to their list, and what's the source. The quality of the traffic, the quality of the list they have, is based on the sources they use to feed the list with subscribers. And good sources are, as usual, Facebook ads, Google ads, YouTube ads, Bing ads. So those type of sources, no, for example, buying traffic from other sources. So that's something that you should systematically do every time you approach a new seller. And the other thing is that, especially at the beginning, at the outset, when your list is not very big and you don't know very well those sellers, if you have the resources, I would use always a new tracking link with every seller you use, because then you can track the performance quite closely. You can track opt-ins, and obviously you can track sales, but opt-in rates are key. I mean, As you're growing your list, you want as much opt-ins as you can. So overall, those are my tips for today. That will really help you, especially not falling in the trap of using a seller that is already promoting the same offer as you want to promote, because then even if the seller is a good quality seller, the conversions will not be the same. So that was it for today. I will come back to you with more tips and tricks as and when I have them, related to solo ads. But for now, that is everything I had to share with you. I'll see you in the next episode. I'll be back.